this is. In this class, we stan a friend. A DC Who's Batman Miraculous Ladybug crossover fic. Written by Eat Zero Crow and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Marinette Dupin Chang, with additional tags for rom-com, Alias Assair is the best, hijinks and shenanigans, AU format, not fic, but still kind of a fic, Marabat Fluff Week. Summary. AU, where 5 years ago, Marinette and Tim became friends when he spent the summer training in Paris under Lady Shiva. However, the life of a hero is a hectic one, and as such, the two lost touch with each other. Now, with a class trip to Gotham, Alia is determined to reconnect the two together. Authors and readers' notes after the fic. Of course Alia knows everything about Marinette's epic one time. Oh my god, Alia, we were 13. It wasn't a crush. It had been a summer romance for the ages. And Marinette had managed to keep in touch with the boy for nearly 2 years after he left. Alia had seen the emails and texts. She had seen the way Marinette lit up at every single one. Which is why, despite Adrian claiming the spot of Marinette's first love, Tim had nestled himself onto the list. Sometime after their 15th summer, before Lycee had started, Majora had appeared, Hawkmoth stepped up his game, and Tim and Marinette fell out of touch with each other. No matter what Marinette may have said, Alia had spent a week during their first year of Lycee consoling the girl after she had realized that, one, Tim hadn't talked to her in nearly 2 months, two, he had changed his number, and three, she had no way of contacting him again. So with their final year of Lycee starting in the fall, and their senior year trip abroad taking them to Gotham, the city that just so happens to be where Tim is from, there isn't a force in heaven nor hell that can prevent Alia from reuniting the two of them together. Her first order of business, getting the girls on board. Is there a reason Lila isn't here? Rose asks, glancing around Julika's room. I get why Marinette isn't, but shouldn't we include Lila? Alia sucks in a deep breath. She has her reasons for leaving Lila out of this. Listen, it's no secret that Lila and Marinette get along like a pack of angry dogs. And don't get me wrong, I like Lila. But this is about Marinette. And there is nothing that is going to stop my girl from getting her one chance at true love. Nothing. I thought Adrian was Marinette's one chance at true love. Alex snorts. Yeah, Julika mumbles. Didn't you say that last week? She had said it, and even meant it, too, because on the surface they seemed perfect for each other. Adrian, the literal ray of sunshine, and Marinette, a cinnamon roll personified, just made sense. They fit. And for the life of her, Alia couldn't understand exactly what about them just wasn't working. That is, until she heard where exactly her class would be spending the summer, thus giving Alia another potential contender for Marinette's heart. And once Alia got to thinking about the potential of someone else, well, she had started to think about Marinette and Adrian more. The two are cute. They're kind and sweet and walk on gumdrops. Each individually would make someone so incredibly happy. It's just, well, it wouldn't be each other. Together, they just didn't fit. I did, but that was before our destination was announced. Alia bites her lip, turning away slightly from the girls. Not to mention, it's been years, and Operation Adrianette still hasn't taken off, no matter what we've tried. Marinette is my best friend. She deserves better than someone that's going to see right past her. Okay, so we move on from Adrian. Do you really think the next best thing is to try to set her up with a guy who, I don't know, hasn't seen her since she was 13, lives in another country, and, oh yeah, that's right, hasn't spoken with her in 3 years. You know, I always thought that... Milan shoots a look over towards the divider that's separating Luca and Julika's room. He and Marinette made a cute couple. If something like that was going to happen, it would have happened a long time ago. Alia snorts, rolling her eyes. Nope, trust me, I know. My job would have been so much easier if Marinette had done what any other girl presented with a hot punk musician would have done and fucked Luca's brains out.
Close,
Julika exclaims, burying her head into Rose's shoulder.
That's so fucking gross.
But true, Alia says, sharing a nod with Alex and Milan. If Nino hadn't been in the picture, and Luca not so helplessly in love with Marinette, Alia would have gone for it herself. But, alas. I want Marinette to be happy, which is why we must ensure that no matter the price, no matter what laws we break, we do whatever it takes to reunite Marinette with Tim. I will stake my firstborn on this. Considering all the traffic laws they've disregarded, petty theft, and breaking and entering they've committed in the name of Adrianette over the years, well, maybe she should warn her dad that he might be bailing the five of them out of an American prison in the near future. But hey, that's just another reason to exclude Lila from the plan. Her mother is a diplomat, after all. There's no way she would keep the position if her daughter caused an international incident with one of America's wealthiest families. Marinette's helped us more than anyone over the years. It's only right we return the favor. Milan, bless her soul, adds. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, Rose says passionately. True love is always worth it. Whatever it takes, Julika echoes. So we're all in agreement then. Operation Hot Girl Summer is a go? Alia asks. Do you even know where to find this guy? Alex snorts, crossing her arms over her chest and leaning back. Alia had been waiting for just this question. She grabs her bag, taking out a manila folder stuffed so full, papers are practically dripping out. Well, it's funny you should ask. Finding Tim, then Drake, now Drake Wayne, hadn't been hard, per se. There is an embarrassing amount of information available on his dad, who apparently is a big deal. Through tracking Bruce Wayne's media coverage, Alia had been able to track down Tim Drake Wayne. Finding him wasn't the issue. Getting in touch with him was. Alia had spent hours poring over every single scrap of contact information. She had sent emails and voicemails to any active line she came across. Hours were spent scouring message boards, looking for someone with connections, any connections, that had the potential to get her into contact with Tim, and they were all, frankly speaking, wasted. She'd even tried texting a boy named Connor Kent, whose name and number she had found on Facebook connected to a picture Tim Drake was tagged in a year prior. While she had yet to hear a response back from anyone, she had gotten her Facebook reported and her email blocked from both the Wayne Enterprises and the Wayne Foundation websites. So really, the only ones to blame for her having to resort to such drastic steps? The entirety of Gotham, with their goddamned, "We must protect our own" nonsense. Was it too much to ask for just one person to throw her a line? Their visas give them 2 months to spend in the city. And while that's a long time in theory, Alia wants to get this over with as soon as possible. Sewer, but she wants to give her bestie the chance to be sickening in love before being forced to do long distance. Their first attempt at Operation Hot Girl Summer. Cyberstalk the fuck out of this rich boy. The easiest way to do this would be to have them bump into each other on the streets. It would seem natural from Marinette and Tim's perspective. There'd be no reason to suspect a random happenstance of being a setup. Fortunately, Tim has a favorite coffee shop just a few streets down from where he works at Wayne Enterprises.
Thank you, Wikipedia!
Which he frequents on Monday mornings. Twitter has a steady supply of Tim sightings dating back months. There is no reason why he wouldn't be there. Alex, from her spot two streets over with Malen, had snapped a picture of Tim Drake heading up toward the cafe. Really? The only reason that, say, a supervillain would have to attack at the ass crack of dawn right after Alia had finally managed to drag Marinette to the cafe? It's just the universe raising its middle finger and laughing at her pain. Marinette hadn't thought twice before she had started to herd people out of the cafe and down the street, just before Red Robin had arrived and Alia's phone chimed. Julika had sent a video of Tim turning around and Rose attempting to run after him, cutting across the street as he ducked around a corner of an alley. The footage is shaky, before getting cut off by the sound of a siren and a car honking. Well, there goes the first traffic violation.
Julika. We pretended not to speak English, so they let us off with a warning.
With the cafe being a bust, Alia decides to kick Operation Stalk up a notch. She and the girls hang around Tim's job in the hopes of cornering him when he's alone. Malen is concerned. Alia is prepared. She has pictures of Marinette dating back from when she would have met Tim all the way up to her currently. Hell, she'd even managed to find the last selfie Marinette had sent him. Sure, stalking might have technically been illegal, but hell, she's not gonna follow the guy home. She only needs a minute to shove the pictures into his face and convince him that it's past time he reconnected with his childhood friend. Marinette would have objected to this, sure. She had outgrown her own slightly stalkerish tendencies. The girl just tended to hyperfocus, and she had gotten worlds better at managing it. But desperate times called for desperate measures. And this totally counted as a desperate time. They last all of 3 days before Marinette realizes that something is up. They're confronted by Adrian, of all people, demanding to know why they're treating Marinette like she's got the plague. Alia sees two very different choices here. And naturally, she wastes no time in getting Adrian on board Operation Hot Girl Summer. Who would have guessed that Agrest was such a romantic? Or had such an extensive databank of romantic comedies floating around his head? He takes his role as the distraction to heart, dedicating himself to keeping Marinette from focusing on everyone else's absence too much. He is co-captain of the SS Timmery. To think, it only took turning Adrian into a shipper to make progress on the Adrianette front. Well, you live and learn. There's no turning back now. Unfortunately, Tim never seems to leave the office. He seems to live there. After 2 weeks of a 9-to-5 stakeout, the situation demands an all-nighter. Which, it turns out, is also how they end up jumping Nightwing in a back alley. God, they are so going to jail! While Alia had noticed him following them for the last couple of days, she didn't think it would matter all that much. That is, until the clock had struck just past midnight, and he had stayed in the same spot for, oh yeah, hour 4 of his stakeout. There is nothing in this world that Alia wouldn't do to ensure her friend's happiness. She'd always known that to some degree. Now, Now she knows that apparently included assaulting superheroes. Go big or go home. Nightwing is a good guy. Everyone says he's kind. He hadn't hesitated to follow them into the alley connecting the Wayne building to its neighbor. All Rose had to do is scream, and he came running. Right into the last resort net. Okay, Alia starts. I know this looks bad. No, you think? Nightwing says, sarcasm dripping from every syllable. Stalking isn't bad. And tying up a superhero? Well, that's just everybody's Friday night nowadays. Alex snickers in the background, and Alia sends her a look. Like I said, it looks bad, but it's for a good cause, Alia tries. A good cause, huh? Nightwing pretends to think about it, scrunching up his face into the most exaggerated expression Alia has ever seen on a grown man. Well, that just makes everything all better. We'll just forget this, I'll go home, and you'll go back to creeping. It's not like we've broken any... A sharp look is enough for Julika to amend her words. Many. We haven't broken many laws. Listen, I'm... Nightwing is cut off before he can finish his sentence, slumping forward over himself. Behind him, Alia can see Rose holding a frying pan, her arm still extended from knocking the hero out. What the fuck, Rose? Alia whisper screams. She's not even going to ask why exactly Rose had thought to bring a frying pan to their stakeout. Frankly, she is more concerned with the possible murder they may have just committed. He knew too much! Rose cries, burying her face into Julika's chest. I panicked! Holy hell! We're so fucked! Alex says, turning in a circle and pacing at the mouth of the alley. Alia crouches down, holding her breath as she sticks her finger under Nightwing's nose. Good. He's still breathing. No, we're not, Alia says, grabbing onto Nightwing's shoulders. We are not fucked, because this never happened. Help me drag him to the dumpster. Oh my god, Alia, Julika says. You can't just throw him away, Malin practically screams. I'm not, Alia rolls her eyes. He is very much still alive. We're just going to lean him against it, run back to our hotel, and never speak of this again. Alex is the first to come over, hefting one of Nightwing's arms over her shoulder. What happens in Gotham stays in Gotham? Alia nods, as Julika and Rose grab a leg each, and Malen takes the left arm. What happens in Gotham stays in Gotham. It takes a lot longer than she thought it would to drag the man over toward the dumpster. He's a hell of a lot heavier than he looks. Alia winces at the sound his head makes when they drop him back onto the ground. Nightwing is known for his personality, his sense of humor, and general good nature. Still, what are the chances of that being enough to save them from an arrest? Slim. She thinks, glancing over at him. The chances are slim. With stalking now off the table due to the threat of Nightwing hauling their collective asses off to jail, Alia drafts Kim and Max into what will forever be known as the stupidest fucking thing Alia has ever done and will ever do. To be honest, she's not exactly sure how she managed to get her friends on board with breaking into Wayne Enterprises. She blames the shock of almost offing a superhero. Nonetheless, they're down, and Alia isn't going to question it. Max's job is simple. Hack into the security feed, loop it back over itself so no one sees them, and let them know if someone is coming. It should probably be harder than it is for him to hack the system. But, well, 30 minutes after he set out to try, they're in. Kim is far too excited to be involved in a potential kidnapping. Somehow, Dick Grayson ends up knocked out by the same frying pan Rose used on Nightwing. She's watched far too much Tangled. Alia will never be able to look at that girl the same way. Not after watching her take down two grown men with a piece of crockery. They tie him up and drag him to the closest supply closet. For good measure, they swipe his phone. Security catches on halfway up to the top floor. Kim's time has come. He and Alex take off, bowling into the guards, making a break for the emergency exit. Finally, they make it to the top floor, which is mostly abandoned, save for the conference room that Alia can see Tim in through the glass wall. Unfortunately, there just so happens to be a man hanging back in the hallway. Jason Todd spots them and comes over to investigate. They've really come too far to just back out now. Nope, not going to happen. Alia sees Rose raise her frying pan and silently shakes her head. Instead, she motions for Malen. Sweet, couldn't hurt a fly Malen to deal with it. There is no way Alia could have anticipated Malen kneeing the poor guy in the crotch the second she's within distance. I'm so sorry. I panicked. It's messy. And the commotion causes both Tim and the man Alia's come to learn is Bruce frickin' Wayne to come out of the room. And, yep, goodbye, future. Alia knows that this doesn't just look bad, but is genuinely awful. They've broken so many laws in the last 3 hours that it's not even funny anymore. Bruce Wayne takes in the scene before him. Jason on the ground, the hallway looking like a complete war zone, and smack dab in the middle of it all, 14 girls who don't look nearly as cowed as they should be, and has to fight back the sigh that wants to escape his throat. Does anyone want to explain what exactly is going on here? He bites out. Briefly, he registers a girl stepping up. She reaches into her bag, pulling out a folder. Mr. Wayne, she takes a deep breath, squaring her shoulders, and thrusts the folder out toward him. 3 years ago, Tim Drake stopped talking to Marinette Dupin Chang, and, well, we've been trying to reconnect them. Bruce can just feel the headache coming on as he takes the folder. He doesn't see the girl from the pictures present. Granted, with the mess these kids have caused, it's just as likely she's wreaking hell somewhere nearby. And where exactly is Ms. Marinette? She's back with our class. We're here on vacation for the summer, which is why it's really important that you listen, okay? She turns her attention away from him, facing Tim fully. I know it's been a while, and I know you have your own life. You grew up, but I think we both know you guys were more than just friends. She still misses you. And the reason you decided breaking into one of the most secure buildings in the city was a good idea? Tim asks incredulously. I tried to get in touch with you. Marinette tried too. But fucking Connor Kent snitched and got my Facebook flagged. No one ever answered my voicemails. Hell, if it hadn't been for fucking Kite Man, you would have met in a coffee shop weeks ago. Fucking Kite Man, they say in unison, sharing a dark look. Bruce pinches the bridge of his nose. I'm going to give you all exactly 3 minutes to own up to any crimes you've committed so far without fear of punishment.
I killed Nightwing.
You didn't kill him. You just knocked him out. We did try and throw him away, though.
No, Malen, we didn't. We left him in the alley next to the dumpster, not in it.
He stalked you on Twitter.
And then in person.
You need to go home more. Kim and Alex probably trashed the lobby.
Max hacked your security system. I stole your son's phone.
Oh shit, your son!
I'm sorry! He's tied up in the supply closet. Rose knocked him out. The first thing they do is let Dick out of the closet, where, sure enough, he is still duct-taped to a chair. He shoots Rose a dark look, skirting around her as he rubs the circulation back into his arms. Kim and Alex are waiting with security. Both let out loud whoops when they spot Tim.
Fuck yes! Operation Hot Girl Summer is a success!
Operation Hot Girl Summer? Jason raises an eyebrow, sharing a look with Dick. Don't ask, Julika says. Marinette didn't think she would see Tim, well, ever again. Beside her, Adrian is squealing, flapping his hands back and forth like a hyperactive penguin. Alia, what did you do? She asks, taking a step forward toward where a suspiciously large amount of her friends are standing with a group of men. Girl, the better question is, what didn't I do? The end.
Author's notes. This event is supposed to be a salt detox, and considering how the class is often portrayed in Marabat Fix, I really wanted to make an AU where they're all on board to help Marinette get her man. Mostly because I am weak for the ride-or-die friendships, and I miss when Alia was written as Marie's best friend. This was beta read by the lovely Ethel Phantom.
She made it all shiny! Reader's notes. I love it! I love it so much! I love Alia's, like, rampage through Gotham. I love Rose with her frying pan. Rose with her frying pan is the star of this story for me. It's so beautiful. And Bruce is just like, fuck, I should have expected this. When I wrote my agenda for the day, I should have put teen girls attempting to kidnap my ward. And then Dick is never going to live this down. Roy and Corey are going to make this his new catchphrase. It's just going to be like, you know, the list, or not even catchphrase. Catchphrase is the wrong word, but it's going to be like the list of, you know how Bruce has that box, that set of boxes of like, what are the, it's like, it's got a piece of kryptonite for it in case Clark goes bad, and it's got like, all of the stuff, and then, like, the moral of the story, like, he has one that's, like, an empty box for Diana, because if anything ever goes wrong, well, there's nothing that can take Diana down. She's terrifying. And then there's going to be an additional shoebox with a frying pan in it, and it's going to be labeled Dick Grayson's Nightmare. And it's going to be so good. Roy's going to sneak that into the basement of the Batcave, and it's going to take Dick days to find it, and Jason's going to, like, never let him live it down. It's going to be wonderful. In conclusion, thank you to Eat Zero Crow for A, having blanket permission to podfic, and B, writing this glorious, cracktastic, incredible crossover that is so in character for Alia and the girls. And just also giving me the mental image of Rose running around Paris with a frying pan. Rose international airporting with a frying pan. Rose going through TSA. Do you have any weapons to declare? No, but I have a frying pan. It's beautiful. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.